we left off yesterday with a major breakthrough of the Ktsos in this entire sugya of Elaim and Virlof Iksavam. The Ktsos tells us that there are really two different halachas that are playing out here. There's the basic halacha of the Virlof Iksavam. That's a chisar and luchas edus. And then there's an added halacha, a psul haguf. Let me just move over, just tilt a little bit of the information. Make you move it back in a minute, but right now there's an added component, an added halacha called the psul haguf of Elaim, above and beyond the regular chisar and luchas edus. So one's a din of luchas edus, one's a din of luchas edim. So that idea that an Elaim is somehow worse than the regular baseline halacha of a Pirma Viksavam, that's something that we're familiar with in the mindset of Avedata, but we never heard of this in the mindset of the other Rishayim until yesterday. Here we heard it now. So it's just a Mechadish, that's this idea. It is based on this idea that the Tzais went on to say that that's ultimately what's going on in Shittas HaToisos in our sugya. That's why we cannot possibly accept an Elaim to make the state of Fayinecha. Unlike the Ramban, who mached the back and said, yeah, it's okay, and no problem. There's no problem with people solve them by Fayinecha Fayinecha. So says the Ktosh with Astaishras, but there's still a problem with Psul HaGuf. And Elam is a Psul HaGuf. It's Lo Yitochen that Elam should be accepted. Even if the Rivash is right, and Uchaz Kim Shtaras, that we're willing to forego the requirement of Pirlo Big Savam, we'll be Makayim a Shtar based on a postcard sent. We'll be Makayim a Shtar based on a postcard sent. Maybe you could have a Fayinechtam based on a postcard sent, but you can't have an Elam get up there and write down the word is Fayinechtam because that's touching upon a Psul HaGuf. That was the entire breakthrough of the Ktosh. Now, I don't want to ruin it, but the Ktais himself was so intellectually honest that this pshat is so beautiful, so gavaldic, he kind of left hanging a little piece, a little loose thread. Since when do we have problems with psul haguf by b'farnecha farnecha? I know a lot of psul haguf who we have no problems with. A woman is a psul haguf. We let a woman be made. A karev is a psul haguf. A karev can be made. But a lot of people can be made farnecha farnecha. Somehow Chazal lifted all the psul haguf by farnecha farnecha. So why didn't they do the same thing to the Elaim? So a little bit of a letdown, because the Ktsais was the one who put on a pedestal the snoop. So until yesterday, no one ever heard of this psul haguf. The Ktsais was mechadish as far as the psul haguf, and he says, and that's the secret of the Ktsais, and that's what's going on behind the scenes of the entire sugya. And yet we have no idea. So why should that be a problem? In uchas farnecha farnecha, zolvad psul haguf. Big deal to psul haguf. Psul haguf are also kosher. So the Ktsais wasn't sure exactly what to do with that. He's left it hanging a little bit. He's not sure what to do with that piece of information. But the fundamental yisayid of the Ktsos, he still believes to be Emes Lamita. Notwithstanding this kash, he still believes to be honest, as good as this, the pshat, there are two halachas of Ksiva. There's one basic baseline halacha of Mepil Lomik Savam. That's a chisar and luchas edus. And then Mishnah has a psul haguf of Elaim. That's the leftover from yesterday's shiur in terms of the Ktsos. But now Rabbi's going to have to take the Ktsais to task, because we left off hanging yesterday with two fundamental ha'aras on the Ktsais. First is, if you're going to tell me that there are two dinim, these are two dinim d'araisa, you're going to have to explain to me where they come from. You're going to have to find the mochor. The only mochor that we have in Shas is the possible peer of Lopik Sofam. So Bishlo B'Kodesh Rabbein Etav, that there is no basic halacha in Chazay, this is just, it's just the Psul Elaim. So I'll say now, the Psul Elaim, Fir Lom Pik Sobam. Bishlo B'Pri the Ktsois, until yesterday, Shir, that we thought that both the Chisronos of picture postcards sent to Beis Din and the Chisronos of an Elaim writing down in Beis Din are the same Psul, they're all the same basic halacha, they're all Chisronos of Pik Sobam. So I have one post that teaches me both. But the minute that the Ktsois is correct, that there are two fundamentally different halachas, so then they need different makaris. That's the first hour we have in the Ktsais. The second hour we have in the Ktsais is, mad is chadish lan the second din. What is the significance of the second din? If according to the Ktsais, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with two different halachas, one's a din in Eidus, one's a din in Eidim, my nefkamina. Nefkamina got a far nech, far nechta, and come give me a break. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down from Har Sinai with the protem of getting the bays. Getting their eyes doesn't stop to like the chof. Like, come on, like this is not part of getting that Torah. So by nafkamina, nafkamina kibush Torah. I mean, come on, give me a break. With the eyes, there's no kibush. Come on. So I need a real teeth to this. I need enough to be a ramification of this. Just not a din, give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. A new psul aguf. It's fancy, schwancy, lum. Nice shtickle terrorists of the 18th century. But tachlas, I need a real case that there's any significance that there's a psul aguf of Elam. So I have a lot of kashas left on the ktsais. Baruch Hashem, the ktsais did not disappoint us. The ktsais himself rose to the challenge and addressed these kashas. Says the Ktzos, it all revolves around a Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Let me put it on the Makomos. So Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Was addressing the following question: is it possible for a person who cannot speak to affect the Tzivi Habal? That's the issue that appears in Ayin Aleph. But we know that Tzivi Habal is critical for a get. Whether mitam in Yishlichus, whether mitam in Yishma, whatever it is, a get without Tzivi Habal is going nowhere. Normally Tzivi Habal requires a dibur. Is it practical? Is it feasible? Can we discuss the possibility of Tzivi Habal through a ksiva? That's what the Gemara is discussing in the Ayin Aleph of the Aleph. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that the halacha doesn't recognize ksiva. Gemara brings a raya from the following: Desanya im lo yagid prali ilim sheyach eni yochel hagid. The pasuk says in Parshas VaYikra that there's a parsha of a very unique kind of a korban chatos called the chatos in Oyel V'Yehre. What does that mean? So there are most times you bring a korban chatos, there's a set korban that you bring. A chatos 99.9% of the time is associated with an Avera of Kares that was violated by Shaking. That's the regular Parsha of Chatz. That's Perek Dal and Sefer Yikra. And there's no financial considerations. You have to bring a Korban Chatz. That's finished, Kabbalah. The only choice we give you is whether the Kisbor or Seirah. We give you either a female goat or a female sheep. That's about the only options you get. Both a hefty price. But there are a whole series of aveiros that the person does that also warrant the korban chatos, but it's a funny kind of a chatos that you get a little bit of a leeway depending on your financial considerations. Those are called oil v'yerid, go up and down. So one of those aveiros, the takanati sirikaris, most of them are not even sirikaris. So one of them is what? Shmuas. That's, well, there's the shvuas shachar also, but that we're talking about this parasha shvuas ha. Shvuas, not Shvuas Bita, that's the name. Shvuas Edus. Shvuas Edus. Shvuas Bita is also in that a little bit later, but Shvuas Edus. What's been Shvuas Edus? Shvuas Edus is that I come to you and I say, I know that you saw Reuven break my window. I want you guys to come and to give Edus to that effect. If it's to be made. And they say, man, we don't know anything about the story. What do you don't know anything? You don't know anything. You guys were there. I saw you there. And they swear, no, we were never there, we didn't see it, we know nothing about it. Well, the mice they lied through their teeth. So the Torah says, V'shama kol ola, o yada, im lo yagivin asavonai. Person wasn't made, it wasn't magid, it's edus, v'nasavonai. He's chayte, and then he has to bring a korban chatos. That's the parsha that we're talking about. So comes the Teshuva Peh and says to Sanya, im lo yagid, probably ilim shere yochel hagid. The phrase Imlo Yagid comes to exclude an Elaim who doesn't have the koyach to be Magid, he can't talk. So he is not included in the parasha of Shvuas Edus. Shvuas Edus is for the chait of not being made when you could have been made. If I couldn't have been made anyways, then there's no parasha of Shvuas Edus. That's exactly because Imlo Yagid proudly Elaim. So he asks the Gemara, what do you not? Why not? Hayokla Hagbut Haksav. If you hold that you can affect Ksiva Yabal through Ksav, that means the Torah recognizes Ksiva as a form of Dibor. So why can't you be, why is it Elam excluded? And for the Gemara, Edus Kamras, nah, Shani, Edus Chamon Apir Lomi Ksava. Edus is different, Edus Ksiva doesn't work. Kol Torah Kula Ksiva works. But Ksiva Yabal, Femini Shlichas, Filishma, whatever it is, Ksiva suffices. Ob of Edus, Shani, Edus, Yom Rachamon Apir Lomi Ksava. There is an intrinsic problem in this Gemara. There is an internal difficulty in reading this Gemara. Most people didn't see this problem. I don't think anybody in this room saw this problem, myself included, unless you're the Maron Kamas. The Ktzos saw a problem in this Gemara. The Ktzais read every Gemara Mamish like under a magnifying glass. He analyzed, he thought about it for hours and hours and days and weeks, every line of the Gemara. And the Ktzais says there is some internal problem in the text, in the how this Gemara reads. What's the problem? Why is it that an Elaine doesn't bring the Karim for an Ishvus Avis? What's the Yesod HaDavar? What? Because what? Because the parish of Ishvus Avis is given for the chait of not being Magid. That's what the whole Karim is for. It's like, why do you bring a Karim Chattas for driving your car in Shabbos B'Shoegi? Because you violate Losaska B'Locha. So why do you bring a korban chatas for not being made? Because you violate the issur of not being made. It's muvan me'elov that if you can't be made, that's like it's not Shabbos. If I drive my car on Tuesday, so then I don't bring a korban chatas because I didn't violate Shabbos. I remember I had a friend of mine who was learning Hilchos Shabbos, and he was trying like the chaz Hilchos Shabbos with the Rabbanut Bechinas, very, very hard Rabbanut Bechinas and Smicha Bechinas in Eretz Yisrael. So he was looking at one of the Bechinas, and one of the questions was just a murderous kasha. The question was posed, when is the following mutter? And they wanted like a whole shikotar, under what circumstances is the following activity mutter? So the guy didn't know what to write. You know what he wrote? B'yom Shlishi. Again, half credit. If it ain't Shabbos, you don't bring a carbon chatas for Shabbos. If you can't be made, then you don't bring a carbon chatas for not being made. So all we have to prove is that you can't be made. That's our entire discussion. So let's prove that you can't be made. Give me a proof that you can't be made. Give me a proof. Give me the reason why you can't be made if you're an Elaine. Because there's a din of what? Bishvil lo biksavim. As the Gemara itself says, shiny yedach man bishvil lo biksavim. Where's that posuk? Where's that posuk? It's a posuk in Pasha Shaftim, that's Russia. It doesn't say the word Mipiyam, it says Apishnai made him, Tashra Beshtet, Mipiyam. So the ultimate engine that's driving the Ptur Elaine from a Korban Shus Eidus is the Paslos Ruchas Eidus of Mipiyam Olympic Savam. So what's the problem? What's the price you're talking about? The Braisa in Teres Kainim says, Im lo yagid, ooh, adrosha! Im lo yagid, what? What? No? Probably Elaim. This comes to a school in Elaim. No, it doesn't. That's not the mocha that an Elaim is no good. The mocha that an Elaim doesn't bring a carbon shuas eidus has to do with this posuk. The reason why he doesn't bring a carbon shuas eidus is because he can't be made.
But that's
what posuk say. Hold on. So comes a Ktzois and looked at this Gemara through the eyes of there are two Gzeres HaKosos here. There are two Pesukim and Chumash which have penalty markers down on them. There are two Teresh HaBalpehs that are commenting on two different parashiyas. One is the Teresh HaBalpeh of the Teres Kainim that say Im lo yagid pal le'ile, and the other is telling me that Apishtai made them that there's a din of Pirlo Viksovim. Frek the Ktzois, once I have the second din, once I already know Pirlo Viksovim, it's muvan mi'elov that the person who's an Elaim can't be made. He can't be made because there's a papish of Pirlo Viksovim. Once he can't be made, someone made him, there's no Korban Shvus Eidus. So what's the drush? What's the Torah's kind of raising a drush and saying, ooh, it says in the Torah, Im lo yagid, ooh, it's a drusha. Im lo yagid is a drusha. What's the drusha? No? The drusha probably Elaim. What do I need drush probably Elaim for? Table laid that, there's a dinner of Pirlo Viksovim. That's what the Ktzais says was bothered with this Gemara. Says the Ktzais, heaven for no, what do you see from this Gemara? Im lo yagid is a drasha. You know what the drasha is? You know what the drasha is? That a person has to be what? Has to be roi what? L'hagoda. And if you're not roi l'hagoda, catch this one. Then there's a psul haguf that's chal on you. This pasuk im lo yagid is not a prat in Hilchos Shvus Eidus. It's not teaching me anything about Shvus Eidus. Shvus Eidus is just a simple extension of whoever's kosher Eidus. Like the marshal, do I have a pasuk that says that there's no shvus eidus by krovim? There's no shvus eidus by noshim? There's no shvus eidim by rishoyim? I need a pasuk to say that? I don't need a pasuk to say that. Once I know from Layum Savas Abonim, the Kravim Apostle, once I know Tashas Yachim Rosha, that Rishon Apostle, once I know Vamdishan Rosha, that Noshim Psulis, once I know that you're Apostle Aid, Fishpeitzach, that there's no Shvus Aidus for you. So this pasuk Imlo Yagid is the mufar that only a person who's a Bar Hagodah, only such a person is Koshli Aidus. A person who's not a Bar Hagodah is Mufka Fin Aidus. This is the Makor. This is the Dinuch Zaydis, not the Dinuch Shvus Aidus. This is the Makor. So what do I need a Makor for? What do you possible? Typically, I already have the Din of Pilum Ksavim. What's the answer? The Din of Pilum Ksavim is just the Chisar in Hilchas what? Hilchas Aidus. The Din in Lo Yagid is the Chisar in what? In the Gavra HaMeid. It's a Psul HaGuf. It's like an Isha, like an Evkleini, like a Russia, like a Karev. It's a Psul HaGuf. This is the mocker for the Ktsois, says the Ktsois. This is the Gemara. Ktsois was challenged to find the mocker. Where's the mocker? Toshi Bechsav. This is the mocker. Imlo Yagid. What a Gevalga Ktsois. Unbelievable Ktsois. Ktsois didn't stop. Ktsois like for the Balei Ktsois. He'll take their DNA. He didn't stop at anything. He said, nope. My pshat is so good. Ask the Ktsois, I'm guilty of overkilling myself. Why? Why am I guilty of overkill? That I don't understand the entire Gemara. When the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Desanya, Imlo Yagid, Pratli Elaine. So the Gemara says, how could we sanction Ksiva Habal with Ksiva? That was the context of Ayin Alpha Gittin. How could we sanction Ksiva Habal with Ksiva? In Cain, that the Halacha recognizes Ksiva. Let an Elaine be made. That was the Gemara's Kasha. What's the difference between Tzivi Habal and Desanya Imlo Yagid Pral Elaim? What should the Gemara have said? Shiny Eidus Dechamana Omar what? What should the next words of the Gemara have been? No, what should the next words of the Gemara have been according to the Ktsais? Imlo Yagid. The Gemara should have said Shiny Eidus Dechamana Omar Imlo Yagid that an Elaim is a Psul HaGuf. Why did the Gemara bring up an irrelevant drasha of an unnecessary drasha, superfluous drasha of din number one, the baseline halacha that there's a chesaron and a chesedus? If the goal of the Gemara is simply just to deflect our kasha and to say, don't compare Tzivi Habal to Shvus Eidus because Eidus is different because an Elaim is mufka for Eidus, if that was all the Gemara had to answer to get out of the kasha and to move on to the next sugya, why the Gemara say, oh, by the way, no, shiny eidus, chaman omar, repeal, no, we weeks up. What do I need that for? We have the brice already in front of our very eyes. So what do you see from the Gemara? That there is no drusha in lo yagid pradli elaim. It's not such drusha. It's like Jeremy thought, it's just a statement of fact. If you apostle the eidus for whatever reason, there's no shvus eidus. So that takes the whole oomph out of the ktsais pshat. That pops the balloon of the ktsais. The Ktsais' whole balloon was, he put up this pedestal, this drasha, Imlo Yagid. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from our Sinai, and he told us, Imlo Yagid, Prat Le'ilem, so the Ktsais was jumping for joy and saying, this is the Psul HaGuf, this is me, this is my Chelek in Torah. I understand what Moshe Rabbeinu meant, this is a Psul HaGuf. If the Ktsais is so right, this is a Psul HaGuf, so then why did the Gemara have to go to left field to bring back the other din that is unnecessary? Everyone realizes this, right? Who read this Gemara and didn't define Alpha Ralph? Who chopped right away when you read the Gemara that, hey, there's an extra pasuk here that's unnecessary? Who realized right away, of course, that extra pasuk is teaching the Psul HaGuf? Who chopped, well, if it's so good, so then why doesn't the Gemara quote it? Why does the Gemara run back to Apishtai Meidim? So don't worry, the choice did not leave us. Did not leave a stone unturned. So this is no. What's the Psul HaGuf? What's the nature of the Psul HaGuf? Say here the word Elaim, Vaydav Hashem HaMashalim, or Elaim, Lo Ya'id, it doesn't say that anywhere. Al Ta'id, Elaim, Viveis Din, doesn't say that anywhere. How does the Torah HaKadosh, how does the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when he wanted to codify in the Torah HaKadosh, and the Torah Shemitzav, this Psul HaGuf, what wording did the Rebbeinu Shlomo put in? He could have put in whatever he wanted. What did the Rebbeinu Shlomo write? Someone who can't give Haggadah Eidus has a Psul HaGuf. That's the nature of the Psul. Doesn't say the word Elaim in that parasha. It says Anyone who's mufka for an agadah seidus has a psula guf. So the Gemara wants to know, wait a second, why is this guy mufka from agadah seidus? Let him do what?
Right.
Let him write it. So first the Gemara has to prove that writing that edus is not an option. That's the gedidim im pirvah viksavah. Once we understand that writing down edus is not an option, then we're free to say, you can't be megid, you can't be magid the edus because of the technical glitch in uchas edus of pirvah viksavah. Once we establish that you can't give hagadas edus, memelet chal on you, the parasha, the din, the psula guf, fun, what we call ilay, mishen aroy lagod, the Gemara couldn't have left out that pasuk is key, because it's din number one that it enables din number two to build upon. It's only because din number one is true that an ilam can't be magid, therefore we can call an ilam prat for hagadah. Of course we need a din number one for din number two to be true, but once din number one is true, and now din number two built on the shoulders of din number two stands now. And there is a new din called Bish and Rala Gwanda. It's called the Psula Guf. That's the Psula Guf of Elaim. So the Ktsais, right? This is Pashut, right? This is Ayin Alf and Alf and Gid. This is how you read the words. This is the Ktsais that's really Bikis. That when he said the Fiyamish and Ayin Alf, that's what he said. He said, the Kasha is obvious. Why did he two Psukim? The Teretz is Pashut. So did a Psula Guf. The Kasha is then obvious. So it's Psula Guf. Why did the Gemara say it? Why did the Gemara run back to the original din? The answer is no. Din number two needs din number one. But once we have it, then it's a din from Psula Guf. That's how the Tzai's ready.
Yeah. What is the Psula
Guf? Is it just the same? Oh, if you want to mind, I've committed for the Psula Guf. I already have the number one, but I need the number two.
It just sounds like the same thing.
But, hold on. So we said, a big nafkamina from Farinech and Farinechtam. So that's we left and said, I need a nafkamina deraisa. I don't need no cheapy nafkamina derabana. I need a real nafkamina deraisa.
Is this sort of overkill in the sense that you're back to your original question, why aren't there other Psula Guf possible to say?
The Ktsais is hakin on a level of deraisa here on the psukim. He's explaining why Chazal used both psukim combined together into one. What the significance? So the significance is not that din two doesn't exist, din two exists, but it's building on the heels of din one. Okay. So, but the second kasha is a bomb kasha. So my nafkamina. What do we gain from the existence of din two that we didn't have in din one? So we gained the shtickle tari, the taisis, and gained daf hey. Whoop de doo. That's not going to make the taisis day. Taisis wasn't even sure it's right. So what I really need is, Rabbi Yisai, what I'm really looking for is, I need a significance of din number two that goes above and beyond din number one. That's what I really need. Who's going to find me one? Let me ask you the following. We're going to kick it through using all the knowledge we have from previous surgeries. I want to borrow $1,000 from you. I want to buy a field from you. We're about to write a Bishtar. Let's make it a Shtar Mechira. Keep it in the right stick of world for everybody. Shtar Mechira. Chos B'Sef HaChosum. Sukkim Pashas in Sef Yemiyah. Shtar Mechira. I might have to wave them sign at the bottom of the Shtar Mechira. Whether I need it or not depends on Ramei and Rabbeloza and Yibisiri and Chasiba. Again, there's a lot of confusion from before. But Kuliyamu Pligi, it's a good idea to have, and it's going to help me down the line. So I asked two people to please sign the Shtar Mechira. One of the Adim just happens to be a what? He's an Elaim. What a good guess. Right? He's an Elaim. What do you think about that? Who likes that? Let's walk it through. There are two potential problems with an Elaim. What was problem number one? Pir lo piksavim. Does Pir lo piksavim bother us for the writing of Mishtar? Not in the slightest. You know why? Why does Pir lo piksavim couldn't care less about when I read Mishtar? Come on, because that's called cool. Mipi what? Why am I still have to write Mipi? Who was the author of that? Chiluk? Who said that? Who coined that phrase? Almor coined that phrase at the ripe old age of 17. He came up with that idea. That Agdor. That's called Piksav. we stuck together that Balamor, the Tzitzik Ksubas, the Chof, right? The whole picture of Dasa Nishayev, it's the Shtar. The Shtar is not the Edom talking, it's the Baldover talking. So when it comes to Shtaris, we don't really care too much. Who remembers Rashi had a little bit of a different Chaf? What did Rashi write in Gittin Defayin Aleph? Why is the Shtar okay and not a violation of Yilin Ksavim? Rashi on the spot says, no. Orchei lahachi. Remember, we spoke about microwaves. Remember, right? We talked about microwaves and Shabbos. Orchei lahachi. It's normal. It's dag bekach. Whatever is dag bekach is good. So no matter how you slice it, no matter how you word it, at the end of the day, when it comes to shtaros, we're pretty okay with looking aside at that din of Pasha Shofz or Afilu Bavik Son. That's not going to make or break our day. But I ask you, can a relative sign a shtar? Can a woman sign a shtar? Can every Kenani sign a shtar? What's the answer? You should wonder if not. Why? Because they're what? The Pasliadus. We don't know this by November 29th. We're going to get it for 3 months already. We got to know that. How can you sign a shtar if you're Pasliadus? What kind of joke is that? Go back to Elijah's case now. Could Elam sign a shtar? What do you think? So before the Ketzais entered onto the scene, what would everybody else have thought?
Okay.
What's the problem? No big deal. Comes the Ketzais and says, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that's not true, that Elam cannot sign a shtar. Why not? What's the problem? So the Shach already, 20 years before the Ketzais raised this red flag, says, why can't Elam sign a shtar? Shulchan Aruch pretty much says beferish that Elam can't sign a shtar. Why not? Maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam he can't sign a shtar, but the Shach lived in a pre-Ketzais world when nobody thought there is a psula guf until the Ketzais discovered the Gemara, discovered America, and getting Ayin Av Ralph. Says the Shach, you know what pasuk is ultimately what is responsible? Give me a pasuk in Teshuvah B'Chasav Elam Chumash today. Give me a pasuk in Teshuvah B'Chasav that's responsible for not letting an Elam sign a shtar. Give me that. You name the pasuk. Imlo Yagid is the mokor. What is not the mokor? The Pilo Viksum is not the mokor. Pilo Viksum doesn't bother us when it comes to shtaros for Dashi, Balabor, Taisis, whatever reason you think the reason is. But Psula Guf still apply. And Elam is a Psula Guf. Imlo Yagid is the mokor. You wonder why the Rosh put in the Torah Kadesha Imlo Yagid? Imlo Yagid is the teaching that that's in. It's a Psula Guf. Abuzai is a Psula Guf. Psula Guf is all done. The game is over. It's a Psula Guf. Adkan, almost Adkan. Adkan have to be number one of it says. So I said, I'll give you another one. I'm going to push my block a little bit, says it says. Okay. Imagine the following scene. The Chubid would see the Kedushin, Rosh Hashiva, for Yeshivas, Pliny Amoini, you know, Rav of Kehila Kadesha, Rebbe of the Chosin, Rebbe of the Kala's uncle, Rebbe of the third cousin's aunt, whatever. Everyone's right. Bechubit see the Kedushin. Bechubit see the Kedushin, Resh Kailel of such and such. Bechubit see the Kedushin, Rosh Hashiva, Kala Dor, two people come up to be the Eidi Kedushin. Kedushins have a nice little schmooze with them under the chuppah. He says, he asks the Kedushin, you know, does it look like it's a shogapruta? So one of the aides says, yeah, it's a shogapruta. The other aide nods. Kedushin, is it a shogapruta? Can you tell me it's a shogapruta? It's a tiny steep. Why is it? So he puts that little piece of paper and says, I need Elaine. I said, I can't talk. Elaine, I thought she can't talk. What do you do now? What's your next choice? What's your next move? So if I lived in a world before the Ketzai, I'd say, no big deal. You know why it's no big deal? What's wrong with this person? Is that a Russia? Is that a Karo? Not a Nebuchadnezzar? Not a Nisha? There's nothing wrong with it. I did a Kiddushin the other day with another Rosh Hashiva. Yeah, so the second Kiddushin was having a good time. So he said to us, he said, I'm not going to ask you whether the two of you are Shomer Shabbos or not. He didn't ask me. And if I would have said I'm not, I wouldn't be believed anyway, because any other makes him out to Rosh. I don't want to respond that back. I left it there. Okay. So here, there's, what's wrong with Elam? Why do you hack me a China? What's wrong with Elam? What do you mean, Pilovic Sabam, right? How's he ever going to be made amazed in that this woman is an Ashazesh? What's the answer? Well, what's the answer? I need him to be made in Bezin. Beinenu, Baruch Hashem, I've been zeich b'nei kiddush many, many, many times over. Baruch Hashem, I've never been called in Bezin to be made at the Duos B'kudeshes. I'll tell you quite frankly, I couldn't be made. You know why? I don't remember what she looks like. After that, I don't know, neither the chassid or the kalb. So how am I be made in Bezin? But for that one split second, I could be made in Bezin. If I had to be. Every eight kedushin is what? Come on, give me a break. What's an eight kedushin? An eight what? So eight is the kimadavu. So eight is the biradavu. Eight is the kimadavu. Oh, but Zoyda, he's not going to be based in anyway. He's never going to make it to court. And if it does, we're in big, big trouble. So why is Pasha up? Pierre Lovick Savam. Let him just be the eight. Eight is the kimadavu. And fuck, would you have to embarrass the guy? Send him down because he's an Elaine? That's what everyone in the world would have said pre-who? Pre-Diktos. If the whole reason why Elam could be made, according to everybody, pre-Diktos was simply because of the parish of people won't pre-Diktos, you're not going to have, I'm going to save some days in anyway. And if you do, so we'll figure out what to do about it then. We'll worry about it in 20 years from now. But the Kedushin's good. Comes the Kedushin, says the Kedushin is no good, so you have to send that aid down. Very embarrassing. I send him down in a third. He's going to be embarrassed. And now we realize that he's a third cousin. We can't cover a breeze. We'll tell a little lie. We'll tell something. We'll tell him he's not Machman and Yashin, so we sent him down. We'll cover the dates. Somebody told me there was one. Surprise for Rabbi Salvation. Someone told me that there once had a chas in Rabbi Salvation. In the old years, I don't know whether the lady is with Machman and this still, but at one point he was Machman, but he wouldn't have Adi Kedushin who were not Machman and Yashin. Because the Ram writes in Yichayev Malkus, he go over a lot of the Torah, so you might see a possibly atheist. So one time he was at some yeshiva shechassid or something, and Aaron was inside a Kedushin, and they pulled up the Kedushin, it's a chosh v'rabbanim, they pulled up so a yeshiva shechassid and guys, and Aaron whispered to them, he says, you're not Ben Yosha? He says, it's not Ben Yosha. So the Ram said, tell him to go now. So he called up one of his Tamidim. The way the story was told to me was this Talmud from Skokie in Chicago comes up. So you could Bekoshi see his yarmulke. He said, I had long hair. Bekoshi see his yarmulke. He's one of Ravaran's guys. So Ravaran knew he was Mahfra and Yashin. He's one of Ravaran's guys, called Mahfra and Yashin. So he comes up and he was the Ekedushin. So this Rav was a very, very Yeshivish Rav. But somebody's story, he was like floored. He said. And I remember the way he told it. He said that he sent down this Rosh Hashiva with a long beard and payas, and he let this 18-year-old punk from Skokie come up with long hair and a little bottle cap yarmulke. So I responded to the rabbi. I said, I don't understand your kasha on the story. I said, last I checked, Yashin is a possible chumash and wearing yarmulke. It doesn't pass. If you wear your yarmulke, it doesn't possibly eat this. Okay, anyway, back to the story. So we'll send this guy down. We'll send Elam down. We'll tell a story that is that man. Don't worry. You're still kosher the agency, but you're not mapping your shit. The lion in the keel of that. Anyway, so the Ktsoi Stara writes this way, and the Dwarf of their eyes. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Arsina and tells us this din, Kimlo Yagid, the Rambam writes that don't the Vershim Shnai, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu would get a parashim on Kiddush Baruch Hu. So he would give him these psukim, whether some on Arsina, some on El Moyed, the first year, whatever it was, he would get a parashim chumash. And so Moshe Rabbeinu would gather everybody together. That's what the Pesukim say at the end of Parshas Ki-Si. So we gather everybody together and he would teach them the whole Torah. So the Rambam describes, he quotes the Gemara, everything. The Gemara quotes Ketatzei the Mishnah. The Gemara has her recounts of Brisa. It's a historical tradition all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. What the Seyed Haliba looked like. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu would gather everybody together and he would say over the Pesukim and Chumash. And then he would explain over the Tereshiva Peah what dinim were given about that Pesukim and Chumash. So the Rambam picked as an example. In his Akdom with the Perish of Mishnah, he couldn't pick any example. You have to pick the example of Sukkah. Why Sukkah? I have no idea why. If you would have picked another one, he would be asked why I picked the other one. So one out of 6 or 13. So he says, Ketzad, the Rambam writes the Dugma. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah of Sukkah, gives them Sukkah and Pashas Zemor, and then he tells them the din of Lavana, the din of Defin Akuma, the din of Schach, and Schach Pasal tells them all the details, who's Chayiv, who's Potom, who's Star, you're the Yishav, all the details. And the basic tzur of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So Moshe Rabbeinu gathers the troops together and he says, okay, today you're learning Masechta Sukkah. So these are the psukim you have to pay attention to. Basukas, teishu, v'syokas, v'syobishu, v'syokas. So whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it into the Sefer Torah at that point, or whether everything was about Pan, it was written at the time of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Machlokes in Masechta Gittin, whether everything was still Torah about Pan until the very, very end of the Tkuf of the Midbar, the very, very end that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it all down. And another day, anyone says, no, every time he got a parasha, he wrote it down. And then at the end, he just sewed all the parashas together, made it into a Sefer Torah. That's not clear. But Moshe Rabbeinu was given the psukim that would eventually be Torah Shebichtav, and he was also given all the Maseiros about that, and they were gathered, Klai's all together, and he taught them. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shia once, then Aaron said the Chazar Shia, then another of the Avihu said Nacht Chazar Shia, and then this came to Nacht Chazar Shia. So four times, everyone got the whole story, and Shun, and Kachava. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and he had the parish of Edus, so he had Bamdash Ve'anoshim, he had all the din of Edus, so he had explained to Klai, so all the Teshuvah about that. So he explained to them, it's the din of Pirim Lo Fiksavim, and then according to the Ktzais, he explained something else. There's a Psul Ilay. According to pre-Ktzais, no one was at that shir. Until the Ktzais, no one heard that shir. No one thought there was such a din. The Ktzais says, no, but even no one thought it. The Amaran thought it, the Gemara thought it. It's clear from the only correct way to read the Gemara, Nayan Aleph, is Beferish. The Braisa said it. The Sanim Lo Yagid Proudly Ilay, which is that second din that's on the books, says the Ktzais. So everybody was listening to the Shef Moshe Rabbeinu, listening to the Shef Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hatu Dinim, there's a din of, I don't know if he used that term, Tu Dinim, but the same, that's what he's presenting. There's one din of Alpim, Lo Piksum, then that's a din of Nuchas Eidus, then there's another din of Lo Yaget, a din in the Psal Gufin Eid. So somebody probably asked the Kasha, some Timid Talmud in the back, probably asked the Talmud, and then asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Yubadeinu Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klai, so ask any Kashas you want. Before his death, the Gemara says he asked, whatever you want to call a Balishol, everyone should ask Balishol. So somebody said, wait a second. What do I need to say? He didn't prove. My nefkimin. My nefkimin of Salagul. So one answer Moshe Rabbeinu gave was what? Shtaris. Shtaris. Probably said Shtar. And what's the second answer? Yiv ve'edis tekim adomer. That's the Chiddush. That. Even in Parshas of Gittin Kedush was Avis the Kibbutz, that Avis the Bira Dover, and the first din would pose a problem. Afa Bichain and Elim is possible. That's the Ktzais' second breakthrough. So, on the notes in the bottom of the Ktzais, Dmitrovsky has his Ha'aras in the bottom of the Ktzais. I'm still waiting to meet him. We share a mishpacha. Is my wife's first cousin is married to his brother-in-law. His wife's first cousin's husband's sister is his Dubrovsky wife. We share a cousin/brother-in-law. So I'm still waiting for the simcha. When I was there 12 weeks ago, there was a vort from that side of the family, and that first cousin's daughter got engaged. So I happened to be there. I went to the vort, hoping and praying that he'll be there. Maybe he came later. He was busy writing his another note on the bottom of the tzai. So I had all my caches all lined up, everything all ready. But I was nice and sharp. So. I think that cousin has, I think it was 14 kids or something. So if I missed the first couple, they're for like number 7. I have another 7 or 8 chasses to go. So we may hit the jackpot at some point. Okay. Anyway, back to the story. So he has his auras in the bottom. He writes that this ktsois is tacha b'chirish. Because the ktsois is saying that you need the psul haguf to knock the ilam out of the box to be the eight kedushin. That's the whole thrust, the whole breakthrough of the ktsois' second nafkamina is lagabe edus tekim adova. So there is a famous vort that some acharonim have. Obviously, the ktsois was not one of those acharonim. There's some acharonim who have, I think Shimon has, others have, that we spent a lot of time this year talking about Eidus Labir and Eidus Nikim, and we keep on highlighting how they're very, very different from one another. So some Acharonim said they're different, but they're related to one another. Let's say last night, so I was in Eid Kedushin, I was wearing the hat of an Eidus Nikim Adover. I was not wearing the hat of Eidus Labir Adover. I hope never ever to be called in to be Mubai, whether it was Kedushin or not. I was only worried how to make this to keep them. So some of them say that the definition of an Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is because you have the ability to be the Eid HaTabir HaDavar, that is the prerequisite for being an Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. It's not that Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is a new Cheftz, it's a new entity, it's a new parashif in Eidus. You have to first become an Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. It doesn't mean you have to lemais to be made in Eidus. There's no need for you to walk the maze and be made. But you can't be an Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar if you don't have the Echetim to be an Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. How long do you have to be an Eidus Lebira Adova for that split second that the Kedusha takes place? Let's say I was made a Kedusha 10 years ago for somebody. I even remember who they are. I can never be called to Beis. I can never remember anything about that case. So I don't have to remain in the status quo of Bira. I don't have to wear the t-shirt Bira Adova Leon Voed, but I have to wear the t-shirt of Bira Adova for a split second before I can put on the second t-shirt of Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So that's not a shtickle tie from Rishim and other Echarim. So on the bottom of the Dmitrovsky points out, you see the Tzais didn't buy into that Shekhotar. You know why? Because if that would be true, then there's no need for the Psoa Gur, Elay, to pass on any Kedushin as an Elay. It's typically that he can't be an Eidus Lebira Adava because as a dinim, a Pirim Lopik Sovim. So it's just a Ha'ara that was made. Maybe he was writing that Ha'ara during the Bar Lesvi, that's why he didn't come. Okay. No, back to our story of Esai. He said, we're good to go. We're pretty comfortable with this whole shtickle tar for the Tzais and the Tzaisas and the Raman, all the pieces of the puzzle together. Everything seems to be pretty good. So there's one last akuta of the sugya, a totally, totally mamish, out of left field issue that comes out of the sugya. Nothing to do with anything we've talked about up till now. It's just an observation that Tzaisas makes in our sugya. It's a timeline question. So a guy walks into Beis Din. He's the shaliach, and he presents the get. And then, all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. He becomes a what? Becomes an ilam. Oh, yeah, there's an ilam, and I kick it. He can't say before nechta. Nechta, what are we going to do? Gevalt, he's kaim eshtabach ha'isla. What are you going to do? Vice toys, what does it sound like from this Gemara? Pretty clearly, that if he wouldn't have been stricken with this illness of ilmus, what would we have told him to do at that point? To say the words "Fanech Vanechtam," just talk, just say it, and that would have been okay. No problem with that. No problem with that. No problem with that. There's a huge problem with that. What did he do already? He didn't even see it already. What did the word say? Shenasal should be careful. His big love Fanech Vanechtam. You're going to sanction a befani nechaf by nechdam noch nesinus aget? Really? Are you talking about this? You can't do that. So Taz Aputi, you can't do that. It's more later on. Where's the machlekes at Tanoim? About the following story. God brings a get medina sayam. V'nasu lo v'lo yom lo v'fani nechaf by nechdam. He didn't say v'fani nechaf by nechdam. How do you rectify that? The woman cannot remarry the way things are now. What do you do? So you won't believe it. Can you believe that they forgot the first nine blood Masechas Gittin? The Beis Din forgot the Din Fardecha Fardecha. And they let this woman remarry. Gevalt Geshrigin, she remarried without saying Fardecha Fardecha. To make matters worse, she has a what? She has a child. The child was born in the absence of a Fanech Vanechdom. What do you do? You know what Rabbi Meir says? Rabbi Meir throws his hands up and says, I can't help you. You know what Rabbi Meir says? Yaitzi, the Havlad, Mamzer. Why? Because the get wasn't valid. What do you mean the get wasn't valid? The get wasn't valid. I mean, I've heard this whole thing is a farce. Fanech Vanechdom. It's not necessary. What does Rav Meir say? This is Rav Meir who coined the following phrase. What's this phrase? Who remembers? Kol Mashanim Ratbeh Shtavachon Begitin Yotzim Vlad Mamzer. Rav Meir says, even though the problem is only the abundant problem, it is a huge problem, an insurmountable problem that cannot be rectified. And if she went ahead and got married based on a get without Fanecha Vanechdom, that's tantamount to Znus. She's Neisha Shazinsa, Shaykh, whatever you want to call it. And she's Yotzim Teitzim Bibaila, and the subsequent kid is a Mamzer. So I state Rav Meir. We could be the side of belief. We don't follow it. We follow the Chacham. You know what the Chacham say? Relax, the Chum saying. What do they say? Kate said, Yase Yitlenu Hemenu V'yachzim Yenu V'neishneim V'yom V'nech V'nechtem. What does he do? He asks if it to get back, please. Take two. He gives it our presence of Adian. See, he hands it a get. And he says, V'nechtem, V'nechtem. Baruch Hashem, we could breathe a sigh of relief. So Chum came up with an Eitzel. She could be married. She has a grandmother already. Kate said, yes, let him just take the get and give it back and show not God. So I don't understand. I don't understand the Chachamim. The Chachamim is so lenient. Why don't they just simply say what?
Don't you think it should be kosher as is?
Well, that we can't do. We have the first mission Gittin. Let him just say the words of Vaynach Vaynachta. It's 25 years later. She's married for 25 years already. Let the shliach say, ooh, I goofed, I forgot to say before nech, before nech, 27 and a half years ago. All right, before nech, before nech, I'm good. Come on, why does she have to go search again? She's got to go find her files. Can you imagine? She's got to go find her box with us, Maisaloch and something. Come on, you know, come on. Anyone's ever moved knows things get lost because papers, who knows where to get it? Somewhere in the deep dark, it's in the attic somewhere. But the Chum stick to the guns. Listen, we're not Rameyer people. We're not as strict as Rameyer. We're not going to take the kids of Mamzer. But Kate said, Yaser, Yachsov Yitlena V'yeim Elav V'reid V'vanech V'vanech. Why? It says, Taisu Zemim Fundo, what does Taisu say in the Zayim Abayz? That the Tachanus HaChamim was, it has to be what? V'shas L'sid HaSaget. You cannot have V'vanech as a freestanding statement 25 years later. It's got to be V'shas L'sid HaSaget. I don't understand the Gemara. Says Taisu, if V'vanech V'vanech has to be B'shas Nesidus Aget. So let's think about talking about Mehemet Aleph, about Lohispik Leimer. What do you mean Lohispik Leimer? Even if he's not any Leimer, it's a problem. It's too late. So the Mashmos Lohispik Leimer sounds like if you're an Elaim, we're in trouble. If you're not an Elaim, just say it now. What do you mean say it now? It's too late. What's the answer, says Tysus? No, who saw Tysus Mehemet Beis? Oh, we have become Mashmos Lohispik Leimer, B'shas Nesidus Aget. Right? So says Taitzus, the answer must be three magic words. What are three magic words? Toich, Kidei, Dibur. It must be that if it's in that magic small window of Toich, a very, very short window, Shalach HaRebi, or Shalach HaRebi, maybe it's Machlis in the Marb. So a 1.5 second window, it's like the guy forgot to say Melech HaKadosh. You could just, you know, fix it up quickly. Whatever, it's Toich, Kidei, Dibur. Okay, says Taitzus, that's still considered to be B'shas, you know, that's Shas, we could stretch our Shas Nesidah definition a wee bit. So says Taisus, when it says Lohispik Loimar, it doesn't mean the guy was struck as being an Elam 3 hours later. If he was struck as being an Elam 3 hours later, even if he's not an Elam, we have a problem. That means he was struck in the course of the next half fraction of a second. So on the Hamid days, it's clear for the Gemara, Liach Nesidah doesn't work. You can't have a freestanding Fainechta. That means Liach Tayyid Dibur. With Tayyid Dibur, everything's good. That's what Taisus says. So it's interesting. There's no Gemara Beferish that says that. But Taisus just puts together him and Alpha Mabez. Balei Taisus, like the Tzais, they read Gemaras. You know, they didn't just kind of fudge to, yeah, the Gemara sounds good, says something. Balei Taisus read him and Aleph. They read him and Mabez and says the Stira. And the only way to resolve the Stira is there must be Tech Nedibur, which is again, which is a principle we know in all the areas of Allah, because they didn't make up Tech Nedibur. The Gemara Makas Davov says it, the Gemara Nedar Pei Zayin says it. I mean, the Gemara is throughout Shas, don't go Tech Nedibur. So Taisus, the stomach, that's the answer to this riddle here. Tech Nedibur. Okay, very nice. So let's go back to Emet Aleph, back to the Elim story. The case is Teich Nedibur. What was the case of the Mishnah Lohispik Leimer? Remember, what was it? It wasn't the Elim. Either it wasn't Elim because, according to Teich, Elim can't write, or it wasn't Elim because Elim can write, according to the Ramban. It wasn't Elim. What was Rav Yosef Sokimta on the Emet Aleph? A Cheirish. So this is what happened. Reuven is a shaliach. He's a perfectly kosher pikeach. Because remember, Cheresh can't be a shaliach. He's a labadah. He delivers the get, and he's struck in with being a Cheresh in a fraction of a second afterwards. So we have a pickle in terms of the din derabbanan. What are we going to do? Gevalt! This guy is not a chesmav. And let's say this wasn't a fanechtav issue. Let's say this was Eretz Yisrael again. Let's say pre the Takot Tacham of Fainechta. Would we have any objective problems with this scenario? a shaliach brought a get. He was perfectly kosher to be a shaliach b'shas to see this get. He was struck in being a cheresh a fraction of a second later. Toch kedei dibur. What is clear as day for this gemara is what? I couldn't care less about that. It doesn't bother me at all. Why should it bother me? He was a kosher shliach. When he got the get, he was kosher. When he gave the get, he was kosher. He became a shliach. Let's say a guy brings a get, and now he becomes posel 6 months later to be a shliach. He dies. Dead people are posel to be shliach. So, do we have a problem? Anyone have a problem with that? No problem with that. So, what's the problem? What issue am I raising here? Anyone know? I'm raising a tremendous red flag bit of Torah on the kashrus of this get. Forget about the technicalities of Vaydech Vaydech. There is a red flag bit of Torah on this get. You know what it is? What does Tech the Dibur mean? Tech the Dibur means that whatever occurs, Tech the Dibur is still considered to be the lach equivalent of what? Of Nesina. Right? That's the whole reason why we're letting you get away with the Fainechta, because Minat Torah, there's a concept called the Shas Nesina is not over yet. It ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till the somebody lady sings. So it ain't over till Achatech Nedibur. No one knows what I'm talking about. Till Achat Nedibur. So I don't understand. You just became Apostle Shaliach at the same time that the Sinas again is taking place. There's a problem of Shalichus here. This get is bottom in a Torah. What are we wasting our time? How can the Chinese talking about Dinim Dravon of we have a deraisa, a much, much more serious problem on our hands. Who here thought of that cash? How come nobody thought of that cash? Taisa, the family base, proves to you the whole story is Techte Dibur. Obviously, Techte Dibur. Don't we have a much more serious problem? Comes Rav Choron, comes Shu, says, Zaman, from what do you see from this? That's not true. A Teich de Dibur, even though apostles occurs to the Shliach Teich de Dibur, that does not unravel the Shlichus. Why? I have no idea why. But says Rabbi Chanan, it's clear as day that's the Din. Rabbi Chanan also read Gemaras. Teich read Gemaras, Teich Rabbi Chanan read Gemaras. He put together Hebed Beis with Hebed Aleph with the Teisus, with the Kasha, Teich de Dibur. He says, Zatmin a Gaval Kechidish Alav of Deraisa, Shliach becoming, let's say the Shliach dies in the fraction of a second. Collapses as soon as he gave the get. He's dead within less than a second. Comes, Rabbi Chanan says, that's okay. No problem. Becoming nifsal as a shliach, Teich Nedibur is not a place of incidence again. Why? I have no idea. I'll take it until tomorrow. But that's clear as day from this Gemara. Next time tomorrow, we'll try to figure this out. Okay.